Hello and welcome to Geek News Bat News. Today's episode, New York Toy Fair 2017 coverage, part 1, including an interview with Funko's marketing team, straight from the Funko booth at New York Toy Fair 2017. Geek News Bat News is a production of comicbookinternational.com. That's comicbookintl.com. Check out Comic Book International for all the latest in geek news from both the U.S. and abroad. Toy reviews, lots of content about movies, TV, and trailers, all with a comic book twist, and of course, an international twist. Find us on both Twitter and Instagram, at comicbookintl, that's at comicbookintl. And back to the show. My name is Benjamin David, managing editor here at comicbookinternational.com. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to Geek News Bat News. Today, Funko Bat fans, is an episode so special that calling it a very special episode does not even come close to cutting it. Today's episode might be one of the most special episodes of the year, in fact. Today's episode is Toy Fair Special. For a podcast with Funko in the title, you better believe we cover such a massive event in the world of toys. For that matter, for a podcast with Batman in its title, you also better believe. I was bursting with childhood-like glee for the amount of Batman I saw at Toy Fair, period. From all toy companies, not just Funko. Then add to that the amount of Batman reveals from Funko alone this year. Needless to say, I was quite literally a very big kid in a very big toy store. This year, Toy Fair ran from February 18th to the 21st, and Geek News Bat News was there, covering all your New York Toy Fair Funko Bat needs. So here's my coverage of New York Toy Fair 2017, including an interview once again with Funko's marketing team, straight from the Funko booth. Geek News Bat News. New York Toy Fair is a beautiful thing. As a toy nerd like myself, you get to truly have your cake and eat it too. Batman and Star Wars toys everywhere, and it's not at all crowded. It's more, dare I say, like a convention? Sorry folks, Toy Fair is closed to the public, but thanks to nice people like, well, me, you guys at home still get to hear coverage right from the Funko booth, right here on this podcast. I know. It's insanely exciting to hear straight from the horse's mouth about exactly what's going on with our favorite toy lines as Funko Bat fans. This year, Funko's booth at Toy Fair looked like it was customized with every specification of our podcast. A convention must for Funko's booth, for example, is having blown up life-size statues of their hottest toys. So I'm thinking Batman, hoping for Batman, expecting Batman. From Pops to Dorbs to life-size Funko action figures, they usually have these things set up at their conventions. So a statue of Batman again was something that alone would not have necessarily surprised me. Batman and DC have had a tight relationship with Funko for years now. However, what I most certainly did not expect, ladies and gentlemen, was to be greeted by what looked like a gigantic 20 to 25 foot robot mech warrior of the Bat himself. Looking back, I really should have asked about the official height of this thing, but it was easily 15 to 20 feet. Check out our Instagram for pics of this awesome Bat mech and everything we talk about today. On both Twitter and Instagram, we are at comicbookintl. As if the triple life-size Bat-Bot wasn't enough of a hello from Funko Batman, I also saw eye-to-eye with a life-size Adam West Batman action figure as well. He was so well done. At this point, after two giant Funko Batmen, I realize I haven't even seen an action figure up close yet. Now it's time to do a few rounds, soak everything in. I give myself some time to scope out what I want to see, and then I am seriously pumped for some interviews, right from the Funko booth. And now, for my interview with the Funko marketing team at New York Toy Fair 2017. Please bear with the loud volume of my voice in the beginning. It was my first time working with this particular portable mic, and I didn't have as much faith as I should have in its power. Soon after the beginning, however, it sounds just fine. So here's my interview with Yoko McCann from the Funko marketing team, recorded straight from the Funko booth at New York Toy Fair 2017. Hello and welcome to Geek News Bat News. We are live from the Funko booth here at New York Toy Fair 2017. My name is Benjamin David, managing editor here at comicbookinternational.com, and I am talking with Yoko McCann. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what do you do here for Funko, Yoko?
I'm on the marketing team for Funko. I said I'm part of the marketing team. Okay. I asked you if you were familiar with the product, and I just realized you're wearing a Legion of Collectors t-shirt, so of course you are.
Very familiar with Legion of Collectors. Yeah. Love it.
Are you
a fan too?
I was a fan before I got my job, and I was like, I lucked into this job, really. It was a perfect timing and situation. But so yeah, I absolutely get it.
Can I say how jealous I am of your job?
I totally understand.
All right, so Yoko, I wanted to ask, what is the most exciting thing for you personally as far as reveals go for this year's Toy Fair?
So again, since I am a fan, my excitement for our product is genuine. I am a Batgirl fan. So
me too.
I am like loving, I like to tell everybody that those are made for me, but that's probably not totally true. But the pop and the action figure, I love it.
Now, speaking of pop and action figure, which action figure are you talking about? Because I know what you're talking about, but let's talk to the people.
Yes, the Batgirl action figure that's part of our classic Batman TV series. That whole lineup is really cool. Do you want to just jump right into it?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. I actually, and just as like an intro, because again, I did want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first wave of classic TV action figures. Am I correct about that? Okay. It really excites me, along with the Suicide Squad ones that came out this month. So are we going to start to see more action figures or Batman action figures coming out on a regular basis? And if so, are we going to look at the future possibility of a 6-inch action figure?
We're hoping so. I don't know the details of what our license includes, so I don't know if that 6-inch category is an option to us or not. Right now, we're really thrilled with the opportunity to make these figures. So obviously, if they do well, we will make more and hopefully see where it goes from.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy with what I can get right now, believe me.
And I think the character choice you see in that first wave we're doing for the classic TV series kind of shows you our commitment to it and how deep we want to go with like characters like Bookworm and King Tut.
The Bookworm was exactly the one I mentioned on the previews podcast that we did for these reveals. I was like, Bookworm with the lamp. Can we walk over there and talk
absolutely.
About it? All right, Target.
No. Well, you know, we're hoping to be able to do more, so I'm trying to figure out where to start here. So,
So right now we're looking at both the pops and the action figures of the classic TV series.
Yeah, so we're kind of, so the pops are the second wave, which is really exciting that we finally jump back into that.
All right, this is wave two of the classic TV series pops.
We just had Batman, Robin, Joker, and Catwoman initially, so now we have the Riddler, Penguin, King Tut, who looks so cool, I think.
Oh my God.
Of course, people have been wanting Mr. Freeze like in any Batman series, I think, so it's cool that we finally brought people a Mr. Freeze.
Oh my God, Freeze, I am so pumped. And Tut, I mean Tut, I want to say real quick, is such a deep cut. This is when you can tell that they're going deep.
So Brian Mariotti, our CEO, is a huge fan of the 66 Batman, and so
more of a reason to love this man.
He really wants this to succeed because he wants to be able to do more of these deep cuts. And I think you see that with the Mr. Freeze action figure too, because the, I'm blanking on his name, the other actor that played
the actor that played Mr. Freeze.
So we have got both versions of him. So he's this is going to be a chase version of that, of the Mr. Freeze.
Okay, so the standard version is Mr. Freeze Ball. That's the one that's on the Funko reveals if you go on the Funko blog. But the one with the hair, this chase, that I didn't see that on the blog.
Yeah, I heard, I had another blogger that was in here that's like, this is his thing too, was telling me, he was explaining to me like the actors' names, I obviously don't know them, but he was saying nobody ever makes this actor's version of Mr. Freeze, so he was like geeking out that we actually did that. So
even when they make the classic TV series figure, they don't use, there were two different actors as well, and that's,
I said there were three different actors, I'm not sure.
Oh, and that explains the hair difference.
Yeah, I'll admit it's not my thing, but
that is funny.
I don't know. I'm not a Mr. Freeze expert.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, so he was just geeking out that it was like this actor, I guess, never gets any love in terms of like the action figure or toy line. So he thought it was really cool that we did that. So
I mean, that really just shows the respect for the just what it is, the history of it.
Exactly, and I guess this Batman is a screen test. version of his suit, I believe, is what they
Oh,
said.
I wanted to, yeah. I wrote down a question about this, because yeah. I thought this was the 1939 Batman, and I hadn't seen it on the blog, but then I saw on later on the blog, or sorry, I hadn't seen it in the reveals, but then on the blog, I saw this posted, so that's from this?
I guess, yeah, I heard it referred to as Screen Test Batman.
Okay.
So, but, This Batman is the one that comes with the Batmobile, and Robin's going to be exclusive to the Batmobile set, too. So when you buy the Batmobile, both these figures will come with it.
Okay, so when you buy the Batmobile, both of them come with it, and then you can get the Batman by himself?
I think it'll be a different Batman, I think with the vinyl cape, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that might be the difference.
And can you get the Robin by itself? Because I know you just mentioned exclusive.
There aren't plans for that at this time.
And that's what you meant by exclusive to the Batmobile.
Yeah.
So if you want to get Robin, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to get the Batmobile.
Yeah.
Whatever, you don't have to twist my arm to get that Batmobile. What are we looking at price-wise for the Batmobile and 2-pack and the rest of these?
Yeah, so the individual action figures, so the packaging and everything's not finalized yet, but what we're targeting is a $10 price point on the individual action figures. And then the Batmobile with the two figures, we're hoping to get it around $40.
Wow.
So hopefully that makes it easy for people to get their hands on.
Yeah, I mean, it makes total mathematical sense, because if each one of them is $10, and then you say the Batmobile is double that, totally worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. So that is the classic Batman, the Batman Classic TV series. So let's talk about release.
Yeah. It says June. I'm thinking June, July, probably in stores.
June, July, probably in stores.
If you want to see more characters, please support this line and buy these characters so that we know that there's a commitment to it and know that there's a reason to release more characters.
Fantastic. Now, what about action figures in general?
Yep.
Just from Funko, because again, I that sad DC Batman section at Toys R Us, I'm tired of being depressed. Can you just take that over, or are there any plans?
I don't know. Again, licensing's not my area.
Right, okay.
I don't know the ins and outs there, but we are committed to our action figure line. You may have known, we used to do a line called Reaction that has gone back to Super 7.
I was over at their booth before.
We're now, we're doing our own action figure line. We'll see in a bunch of our different licenses. Like Five Nights at Freddy's and Troll Hunters and Rick and Morty are lines that we're the master toy licensor for, and so we're doing action figures for those lines.
I see a lot of Five Nights at Freddy's around here.
Yeah, and those action figures are so popular, so we hope to be able to introduce action figures into different lines also.
Cool. Now, what about Mystery Surprise Batman? So Funko being known for its mystery toys and surprise boxes, are there any Batman/DC mystery boxes coming? Either store exclusives or subscription. I know you just mentioned you don't do licensing necessarily, but, just exciting new boxes for Batman or other licenses beside Batman.
Do you mean, well, so we have the Legion of Collectors.
Correct.
So that's where a lot of the mystery, is that kind of what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Mystery boxes, surprise boxes. Because I just see, like, Walmart, for example, they have a DC mystery box, but then I noticed, like, Toys R Us doesn't.
Yeah, I think, that was something we tried a couple Black Fridays ago for the first time, and it was pretty popular, so we had a few more retailers express interest in doing that this past holiday season, so I think that is something, as far as I know, is something that we're interested in continuing to do.
Great. Fantastic. Did you have time for a few more questions?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, great. So just a new Funko Batman rapid fire, yes, no, or maybe. I know you say you don't do licenses necessarily, but Batman DC animated movie figures coming out?
Animated movie? So we have the animated series, probably.
Right.
So we just introduced a second wave of those. And we know there's a lot of interest there.
Oh, is Wave 2 here?
Wave 2 is not here. On our blog, you can see the concept art.
I saw the concept art.
So hopefully those are coming soon. And, that's really popular. So hopefully we see more along those lines.
Yeah. But I was just, because, the animated movies are kind of a niche within DC that I just thought would be interesting to bring to life.
It could happen. We did Dark Knight Returns.
Yes, you did. Yeah,
so,
that's right.
That door, I think, is always open. So who knows?
Cool. Nice. Bombshell Mystery Minis.
That would be cool. I am really excited about the response our first four Bombshell
I love pops. The Bombshell Pops.
So I'm feeling pretty confident we'll see a wave two for that. And who knows if we can... Brian, I think, is really into those designs too, so hopefully we can do some more.
Nice. Animated series pint size or mystery minis? Because, I would say if Wave 2 is already announced and Wave 1 already just came out a few months ago, how is the popularity of Wave 1? And maybe I could answer my own question.
I mean, Wave 1's been doing really been so popular, that's why we're already pushing out Wave 2 as soon as we can.
So that explains Wave 2 already?
Yeah, things like the Batman, it's always a safe bet that we can do more things and more lines. DC's a great partner of ours, and he's in terms of, you know, doing different product lines, they're pretty, I don't want to say easygoing about it, but they're pretty open to us trying some different things with DC. Like you saw with the Impopsters line, you know.
Love Impopsters.
Like Rock Candy, they were one of the first partners to let us do, you know, DC characters in the Rock Candy line.
I didn't know that.
So I think, you know, sometimes with lines like Star Wars, it's like, oh, probably, you know, maybe we can't do something. But with Batman, I think there's always a possibility.
Okay, yeah. Nice. And then, so these are just a few more Funko-specific, Batman non-specific Funko questions. The TIA Award, this is the Toy Industry Association, winning the TOTY, the Toy of the Year. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. We won the Collectible of the Year Award and also the People's Choice Award, which is out of all their categories, the one that got the most fan votes. So we are totally blown away by both these honors. Really thank our fans for rallying for us. It's amazing, and we're Brian.
You can thank me because I spent some money.
Thank you very much. No, we are so thrilled. That was really exciting for us.
I'm excited for you. You guys earned it. What is your typical age demographic for collectors? And the reason I ask this is because as a child of the 80s and 90s, it feels like Funko is constantly putting out figures made just for me. They just target me. However, I'm also a middle school teacher, so I know firsthand that Funko is reaching kids. At Christmas, when they were handing out toys and stuff to each other at their lunch tables, I can't tell you how many Pops there were and Funko figures. Obviously, kids are collecting, and I know, again, I know the answer to that question, but I guess as a follow-up or two-part, do you find kids also collecting the Golden Girls Pops or those, for example?
Probably not. You know, we don't really ever target children. You know, we're targeting collectors, kind of more young adults and older adults, too, young at heart, more than actually young.
I know what that's like.
But I think with lines like Five Nights at Freddy's, especially, or maybe like our My Little Pony line, like that's kind of reaching those younger kids, and then they're finding our other products that way. So while we don't actively go after children, I can't blame them for finding our products and getting interested in others.
But that's interesting, and it's kind of an honest way to do it. I mean, you could look at it as a way of being like, oh, well, of course, if you're going after Five Nights at Freddy's, but at the same time, they're not leaving Five Nights at Freddy's. And I think it speaks to what Funko does best, and I always put in my writings and stuff for Figures and More and Comic Book International is faithful. Like, they're just, Funko is so faithful to whatever license they're doing. So I think if you bring that faith to whatever license, if you happen to bring it to a kid's license, the kids are going to be all over it. That's why it's been popular for adults, because of the faith that you're bringing to it. And 30 years later, I can be like, oh my God, they brought that back.
I kind of agree with. Have you seen the 90s Nickelodeon stuff that we're doing, by the way?
No. Wait. Okay. Oh, yeah. I know about the Ren and Stimpy ones.
We have Rugrats and CatDog and
you
Oreo
have Rugrats?
Over there. You want to go look at them?
Yes, I do. Most obvious question you've asked all day. And thank you again for your time. Oh my God, we have Avril Monsters Pops? Are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, I do not know that this was happening. There is Avril, there's Ickis, there is Crumb, there is, what is the what?
Oblina? I think her name is Oblina.
Oblina.
I only know that because one of my colleagues is like obsessed with Oblina. The tall, skinny one.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nicktoons series of Pops that just came out. Now, Ren and Stimpy, I saw the either concept art or that they had already come out.
Yeah,
now,
they're first, and now? Yeah, they're over there, actually, in their box.
So they had come out before.
Yes, they have. I think those are hitting stores right about now.
And are those the first Nicktoons ones then to hit?
That sounds about right. I think so.
Sounds about right to me, too, yeah. So shows-wise, again, Avril Monsters, we have Rugrats. What is the two-sided dog?
That's CatDog.
CatDog. And what is CatDog from? I think I just missed that, like, age-wise.
CatDog is CatDog.
Oh, CatDog is CatDog, yeah. And CatDog is its own show on Nicktoons?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, see, Benjamin maybe is a little old for CatDog.
Yeah. But, we're really excited about 90s Nickelodeon. We hope to see a couple more titles before the end of the year, too.
Again, as an 80s, 90s kid, man, you guys crush it.
Yeah, I am obsessed with those Rugrats. I think they're so cool. And Chucky and Tommy.
Oh, that's so great. All right, was there anything that you wanted to add about this Toy Fair year compared to other years? Have you been to other years?
This is my second one as an employee for Funko. So, you know, the last 2 years have both been crazy. I think the booth might be, it feels bigger to me than last year, but we're the 13th year that Funko's been here, and he started in like a little tiny, I think he said a 10 by 10 booth. I don't know if that's real or not. It could be. But he was building IKEA shelves himself to display, him being Brian, you know, to display the
this
product.
This is Brian Mariotti, the CEO now of Funko.
Yes, and now we have one of the biggest booths here, so it's just kind of crazy.
It's gigantic. I love it. And I was saying in my intro before that I pre-recorded before this that it's just this white glowing like strip, like the lighting in particular at Funko. You just know you're at Funko just by the lighting.
Yeah, it's fun. There's a fun green glow in all our photos, too, because of it.
And maybe the carpet below me in a day when all you do is walk, this is like the most pleasant oasis away from...
That's the biggest difference, I think, between this show and our cons, is that we get to walk on carpet all day.
What's so cons, you don't?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we're just so busy that it doesn't feel like it. We're running around from place to place at cons, too. But in this booth, we're kind of on the nice plush carpet all day. It feels great.
This is something Yoko and I were talking about before, how much more low-key in terms of intensity that Toy Fair is compared to con. Much more professional atmosphere, would you say?
Absolutely.
Not that con isn't fun, but just a lot more...
Not as much sweat.
That's a great way to put it. Great way to sum it up. And was there anything else that you wanted to add about, again, this year's Toy Fair? Or how about Funko Batman? Again, we are Geek News Bat News, and we focus on Funko Batman as well as on Figures and More. It's a pretty DC-heavy website.
You know, keep an eye on Legion of Collectors, that subscription box. There's some really cool stuff coming up without revealing anything.
How about off mic?
I'm not allowed, but, you know, the Superman box is the one that's open right now, and then...
The Superman box comes in March. This is the DC Legion of Collectors.
Yes, and then if I remember correctly, I think you're going to be really excited about the next one. No, I'm off. They're all great, but the one I was thinking of for you is a little bit down the road. But
Yoko's thinking of something nice for me, yeah. And I think that means it might be from Gotham City.
I cannot confirm.
She's not.
But they are.
You're pleading the fifth?
There are exciting things in the works, so... Just
all right,
well,
I will wait impatiently. How's that?
Me too.
Yoko, thank you so much for your time. And once again, this is Yoko McCann, marketing from Funko, here at New York Toy Fair 2017 at the Funko booth. Thanks again, Yoko.
Thank you for having me.
All right, ciao.
Man, how much fun was that? Again, that was I, Benjamin David, interviewing Yoko McCann from the Funko marketing team at New York Toy Fair 2017. Yoko was so super nice, very generous with her time, as was everyone at the Funko booth. And we covered a lot of Funko background. So let's go down a list. Let's recap the bat-related items we talked about in the interview. And don't forget all the figures you heard about in the interview will be posted to comicbookintl.com, so don't forget to check us out there and on our Instagram and Twitter at comicbookintl. Again, here's a list of Bat-related Funko toys from the interview. First, we have the classic TV Batman action figures, my love for which we talked about at length in the interview. Enough said there, I think. I love them. Classic TV Batman pops as well. I admitted on our previous show that I am far more excited for the 66 action figures than I am the pops. However, please do not misinterpret that as me not still loving the pops. In terms of highlights for me from the classic TV pops, my favorite is Penguin. His bright white monocle is so prominent, and the general roundness of the pop design adapts nicely to a 66 Penguin. Yoko and I also talked about Wave 2 of Batman the Animated Series pops. Still only concept art, but still exciting to talk about. If you recall, she did say that Wave 1 was selling very well, hence why we're getting a Wave 2 preview this soon after Wave 1 just coming out only a few months ago. So, in case you're not familiar, Wave 1 of Batman the Animated Series pops only came out of a little while ago, not too long ago, a few months ago, and we're already getting previews for Wave 2. This is very exciting for anyone who loves Batman or Batman the Animated Series or Funko, because if you are a Bat fan, let's face it, you are also a Bat villain fan. We also could not resist talking about the Bombshell Pops. Man, were they beautiful, all lined up and out of their boxes, in the perfect green glow, as Yoko called it, of Funko's booth. I especially love the back row Bombshell, which, as we now know, so does Yoko. Also on display at the Funko booth beside Batgirl, there was Katana, Wonder Woman, as well as Bombshell Harley Quinn. I loved how right off the bat in the interview, Yoko and I connect as fellow Funko Bat fans. More specifically, a Funko Bat Girl fan. Even funnier, I deliberately asked her about something she liked, so that the interview wasn't all about me, or even just about the podcast. She probably got a million questions that day, most of which centering around whatever the interviewer wanted to hear for themselves, or whatever they were working on. And believe me, either way, we were mostly going to talk about Funko Batman regardless, that is the show, but it was just nice that it turned out to be more of a conversation among two people. Those two people just happened to be Bat fanatics. It's kind of the beauty of podcasting, really. Anybody can rattle off as many short answer questions as possible under the constraints of radio time, which, of course, equals money. With a podcast, we can still bring you as much of the information as you need for Funko Batman while also keeping it human. Keeping it human is important. If that sounds too hippy-dippy for you, just ask Batman, guys. He'll tell you how important it is to be nice to others. Offer your time, as well as asking for theirs. This is a billionaire who gives up 7 nights a week for you. Well, if you live in Gotham. Point is, be nice to each other, folks. It's the Batman way. Better yet, the Funko Batman way. Please stay tuned for our upcoming Part 2 coverage of New York Toy Fair 2017. You really want to check out Part 2. I interview Dan Lujan from the prestigious Kotobukiya booth. In case you're not familiar with Kotobukiya, this is the company that's responsible for the Artifacts Plus line of collectibles. Artifacts Plus figures and statues usually start at around $50 and only go up from there. You will not believe their work on Batman and all of the gorgeous Batman / DC related collectibles from their booth this year. Stay tuned for photos of our visit to Kotobukiya on comicbookinternational.com, that's comicbookintl.com, as well as our Instagram and Twitter, both of which are at comicbookintl. While most of Kotobukiya's figures happen to be out of my current budget, this does not mean that I won't drool all over them as much as the next Bat collector. Their work is incredible, and with my focus on Funko, I honestly did not expect to get a last-minute podcast interview with a high-end collectible booth at Toy Fair. But I did. And I did it for you. Whoever's listening. But I also did it for myself, because, wow, I cannot get bored hearing or talking about Kotobukiya Batman. Thank you for listening to this episode of Geek News Bat News. Again, this is definitely not the last of our interview coverage from New York Toy Fair 2017. Part 2 will include the exciting Kotobukiya interview, but also coverage from other visits I made to various other Bat collectible booths at the fair. To give you a teaser, I may or may not have stopped by NECA, Super 7, as well as Diamond Select and DC Collectibles. If you like our show and want to do very little to help a whole lot, please subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a quick 5-star review. It really just takes a few seconds, and those few seconds and those little stars go a long way to helping us continue bringing all this amazingly informative, live-recorded coverage from one of the biggest toy events in the world. And more coverage year-round. This isn't it, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't it. From even more events, interviews, and even more people in the business of Batman, and collectibles, and comics, and more. And beside iTunes, Geek News Bat News is also available for your listening pleasure on SoundCloud and Podbean. Geek News Bat News is a production of comicbookinternational.com. That's comicbookintl.com. Check out Comic Book International for all the latest in geek news from both the U.S. and abroad. toy reviews, lots of content about movies, TV, and trailers. All with a comic book twist, and of course, an international twist. Find us on both Twitter and Instagram, @comicbookintl, that's @comicbookintl.